What's going on, everybody? This is Ben from Retro Ben Gaming. With all the craziness happening in the world today, I decided to add a little positivity to it with this podcast. This podcast is going to focus on all things video games, whether it's discussing them, playing them, or just getting them on the cheap. Now, whether you're a PC player or a console player, I believe we all have something to add to this conversation. So I hope you enjoy the podcast, and as always, keep gaming. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for being here. I truly appreciate it. This episode, we're going to talk about a game that I did play as a child. Well, actually, as a teenager. I didn't beat it, which is par for the course for most of the games I played when I was younger. But I truly enjoyed this game. I thought I enjoyed the game because I had just seen the movie in the theaters, and I was so excited about that that I got the game and I played it, and I don't know what it was, but for some reason I lost all interest in it until I was a grown-up. Anyway, this game is Toy Story. I had this game on the Sega Genesis, and I played it a lot, but I could never beat it. So we're going to talk about the history of Toy Story. I hope you enjoy. Toy Story is a side-scrolling platform game released by Disney Interactive in 1995 for the Sega Genesis, the Super Nintendo, the Game Boy, and Microsoft Windows. It is based on the film of the same name and follows its plot. The game was followed by a sequel based on the second film called Toy Story 2, Buzz Lightyear to the Rescue. Players control Woody through several stages that encompass an entire plot of the film. Several obstacles lie between the player and the goal of each level, including an assortment of enemies. Woody is equipped with a pull-string whip, which will temporarily tie up opponents, letting Woody pass by unharmed. It cannot, however, kill enemies, with the lone exception of Nightmare Buzz, the only boss in the game to be permanently defeated through the whip. This whip can also latch onto certain hooks, letting Woody swing above perilous terrain. The game occasionally changes genres for a stage. Players control RC in two stages, one in which Woody knocks Buzz out a window, and the other in which both race back to the moving truck. Both play largely the same. The game takes an overhead view of the level, giving the players basic acceleration, braking, and steering, and tasking players with reaching the end of the stage while not running out of batteries, which drain constantly but can be replenished by bumping them out of Buzz in the former stage and merely finding them on the ground in the latter. Another stage is played from a first-person perspective as Woody searches through a maze to find alien squeaky toys lost inside the claw machine and return them to the play area, where the rest of the alien toys reside, all within a time limit. The Sega Genesis version has 18 levels, while the Super NES and Microsoft Windows version only has 17. The Game Boy version is the shortest version of the game, with 10 levels. The Genesis and Windows versions have an additional racing level named Daytona. If you get it, Daytona. Anyway, yeah, you probably get it. Absent from the other versions, in which Woody rides RC from the moving van to Buzz. The Windows version lacks really inside the claw machine, the first-person maze level. The game closely follows the plot of Toy Story with a few minor differences. It is the day of Andy's birthday party, and his toys are riled up about the possible newcomers and their potential replacements. In an effort to calm their nerves, Sheriff Woody sends a troop of Green Army men along with a baby monitor to report. The mission goes over smoothly. However, they receive an abrupt warning that Andy is returning to his room, sending everyone into a frenzy to return to their positions. Once things have settled down and Andy has left the room, the toys find a lone newcomer, Buzz Lightyear. They, except Woody, are impressed with him and his features, and Ham decides that Woody and Buzz should have a race to settle their argument. Buzz wins the race, but Woody, still unfazed, challenges Buzz to fly around the room with his eyes closed, which Buzz does. Although Woody convinces himself that he is still Andy's favorite toy, he begins having nightmares about Buzz. Jealous of the attention Buzz has been getting and wanting to be brought by Woody to Pizza Planet, Woody attempts to use RC to knock Buzz behind a cupboard, but accidentally knocks him out of a window, drawing the other toys' ire at him. Woody manages to escape from the angered toys with the help of Rex, who dislikes confrontations. Woody is chosen by Andy as the toy to go to Pizza Planet, but during a stop at the gas station, Buzz hops in the van and attacks Woody. Buzz is defeated when Woody traps him in a spare tire. However, Andy and his mother leave without noticing their absence. Woody and Buzz hitch a ride on a Pizza Planet van to return to Andy. Once there, the two toys disguise themselves as litter and sneak into Pizza Planet, avoiding contact with humans. Buzz sneaks into the claw machine, mistaking it for a rocket to return to his home planet. Woody sneaks in the coin slot and works through the hazardous innards in pursuit. Woody is greeted by the squeaky toy aliens inside, who task him with saving some of their own, lost even deeper inside the machine. Woody is successful with the task, and the aliens thank him. However, Sid Phillips, Andy's toy-destroying neighbor, notices Buzz in the claw machine and tries to fetch him out. Woody delays Buzz's capture by launching the aliens at the claw, but is unable to prevent it, and instead goes along with him to Sid's house. Woody and Buzz try to escape from Sid's room, which is overrun with metal bugs and live firecrackers. Sid occasionally pops in to torture Woody by setting his head on fire, sending Woody dashing for a nearby bowl of cereal to douse it. Woody and Buzz have a run-in with Sid's collection of mutilated toys, keeping them back with Buzz's karate chop action. Sid decides to destroy Buzz with a large rocket and takes him away. To save him, Woody then befriends the toys, and riding on the back of Roller Bob, sneaks into Sid's backyard, dodging various pieces of litter and Sid's dog, Scud. The toys attack Sid and save Buzz, but Andy's family moves out of their house without either toy. Woody manages to catch up to the moving truck, but Buzz falls behind. Woody finds RC, hops on his back on the road, and drives back for Buzz. Securing him, they proceed to ride RC back to the truck. However, RC is too slow to get there, so Buzz and Woody light the rocket on Buzz's back, cutting it off once they gain enough airspeed and glide all the way back to the van of Andy's mother. The two toys have gotten over their differences over the course of this adventure and go on to be friends in Andy's new house. The Game Boy version was developed by TierTex Design Studios, and the Windows version was developed by the same Disney Interactive in-house team that created Maui Mallard and Cold Shadow, while the other versions were developed by Traveler's Tales. The Sega Genesis version of Toy Story was the lead version. The game features 3D rendered graphics, and Pixar provided Traveler's Tales with the film's animations of Woody and Scud. The development team and Pixar initially had issues rendering the animations with correct lighting that would allow the development team to convert them for the game. Pixar provided final animations to the team only 2 weeks before the game was to be submitted to Sega for final approval. If the game didn't receive approval the first time, its release would have been delayed, failing to coincide with the theatrical release of the film. As a precaution, Traveler's Tale rendered their own animations of Woody in case Pixar could not provide them on time. John Burton, the founder of Traveler's Tale, served as both the designer and programmer for the game. To pass Sega's strict approval process, Burton disguised game glitches as part of the game. Instead of receiving an error message, game testers would be sent to a bonus minigame, which Burton said was part of the game. That's actually pretty dang smart. While the film had vibrant, vivid colors, the Genesis had only a limited array of colors. As a partial solution, Traveler's Tales utilized a special mode that provided access to additional shades of red, green, and blue. The Windows game features instrumental versions of Randy Newman's songs in the film. The game was published by Disney Interactive in the United States. The Genesis version was released in November 1995, coinciding with the film's release. The Super NES version followed shortly thereafter. The Game Boy version was released in May 1996, and the Windows version was released on October 31, 1996. In Europe, the Genesis version was released around Easter 1996, while the Super NES version was released in June 1996. In Taiwan, an unlicensed and pirated port was developed for the NES in 1997, which circulated in Europe and Russia. The port was made by Yihao Yang, an ex-Sanchin developer. Eurogamer reported in 2018 of Toy Story garnering millions of sales upon release. According to John Burton, this changed other companies' business models to have games launched at the same time the film was released. Hey, it worked on me. They got my money, that's for sure. According to Disney Interactive, the Super NES and Genesis versions were both tremendously successful. Though a Super NES chip shortage prevented them from producing as many copies for the Super NES version as they believed they could have sold. Toy Story was received positively for the Genesis and the SNES, while reception for the PC version was mixed. The game was praised for its impressive visuals, varied gameplay, and the PC version's enhanced soundtrack, but criticized for its poor controls and uneven difficulty, with some levels which reviewers found to be too frustratingly difficult, particularly for the younger target audience. Thank you, that's my excuse. The game was just too hard. The visuals were best received on the Genesis version due to the game's 3D rendered graphics, which had several precedents on the SNES and PC but were completely new to the Genesis. Critics were varied in their overall impressions. GamePro concluded that despite the stunning graphics, Toy Story's uninspiring gameplay makes for merely fleeting fun, while Game Informer decried the game a humorous and fun adventure that will certainly entertain everyone in the whole family. Roger Burchell of SuperPlay wrote that while the Genesis version marked a new high point in graphics and gameplay, the Super NES version can't help but be compared to Donkey Kong Country 2, and that's a comparison where it will lose every time. Mark East of GameSpot praised the soundtrack of the Windows version, but had several minor criticisms of the game, including keyboard control issues, delayed sound effects, and brief pauses that occur when the soundtrack restarts. Adam Douglas of PC Gamer considered it to be rushed, unoriginal, difficult, and frustrating, and concluded that the game failed to recapture the magic of the film. The Game Boy version received little coverage. A brief review in GamePro opined that it did not live up to the legacy of the film and previous versions of the game, citing plotting and repetitive gameplay, rudimentary graphics, and the inaccuracy of Woody's drawstring. Toy Story was nominated for the Video Game Software Dealers Association Video Game of the Year for 1995, losing to Donkey Kong Country 2. In 1996, Games Master ranked the Mega Drive version third on the Game Master Mega Drive Top 10 list. Well, there you go, folks. There's the history of Toy Story the video game. I don't know if you ever get a chance to play that game. It's actually pretty dang fun. Now as an adult, it's fun because I can actually accomplish things in the game, like beating levels and getting to the end of it. That's great. As a kid, heck no, didn't happen. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this. Hope you learned something. I sure did. You can reach me at retrobengaming@gmail.com. If you want to reach out and let me know how you enjoy these, or if you don't enjoy these, or if you have other games you'd like me to give a brief history of, I would love to hear and I will tackle it. Anyway, take some time this upcoming week to play a video game. Doesn't have to be Toy Story, but why the heck not? Now that you know the history, apply it and beat the game. As always, be good people, be good to those around you, and keep on gaming. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please take a second to subscribe. And if you want to get a hold of me, you can at retrobengaming@gmail.com. Thanks again, and as always, keep gaming.